This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
I always thought that was a great line. Don't you? No, I took lessons to be this stupid. Give me a break. Tom Steele, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, really, if you think about it, right? And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Look, hit up to the website. Give me your email address, will you, please? No, seriously, I send out one email a week. You don't like it, you can unsubscribe. But for the most part, I try to keep it down to who we're going to have on, topics we're going to discuss. I go down that road most of the time. And if you don't, you know, you're not into the emails, maybe I could get you to allow us to send you a text alert. How's that? And the way you do that is you simply text TRS to 50. Oh, almost did it again. TRS to 77-222. TRS to 77-222. That was our old one. Anyhow, you know. You look at what is on fire right now? What cities, what states, what towns are having the most amount of trouble? Now, actually pretty much all of them, are run by Democrats. And some of you get irritated with me. I get emails from you. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to be real. I would say I have no more sympathy for these people. Absolutely none. Because you guys keep voting in De Blasio, Cuomo. You keep voting in Governor Newsom. And they light these places on fire. What the thing I love about California is the loons in California will tell you what it would be, the fifth largest economy in the world or something like that. Well, what does that mean if your debt is three times what your revenue is? If it's so great, it's so strong, why are we having the trouble we're having? I'm just asking. That's why I'm going to have Tom Del Beccaro join me after the break. And there's a movement afoot to recall Governor Newsom. They should do that in most of these states in the upcoming election. They should have the election should be about recalling your governor, your mayor, whatever, whatever, whatever. You look at what took place here in Washington recently. Well, the Washington governor doesn't even know what's going on in his own state. Right? The state capitals. I mean, you look at most of the major cities and what's happening with the riot. You know what? I'm not going to call them protests because everything I see, what I'm looking at on a regular basis, these aren't protests. These are out and out. What do you want to call it? Out and out riots. I don't know. I was looking for another word, but that's not going to work. Out and out riots, period. And you see it there in Chicago with the Chicago mayor screaming at some of the companies that won't come back. After her and the one from Baltimore and other places, you know, it's only property. Well, why? Because it's not your property. That's why it's only property. These people have to put it back together again. They got to get people working again. And if these companies are going to come back in, right, and you're not going to protect them, why should they? Come on, think about it. Why should they? The question I have for some of you in the chat room, you know, as conservatives, we're always screaming about how we don't want the president, or anybody else for that matter, to overstep, right? We want him to work from within the Constitution. Now, President Trump said that he, if Seattle is occupied by anarchists and the locals can't straighten it out, he'll come in, he'll straighten it out. And some of us are screaming, or some people are screaming, this isn't right. And to a degree, it is right. He can send federal troops in there. Is that really the thing to do? See, I have a different take on some of this. This all belongs, this whole mess belongs to the Democrats. Let them swim in it. Really, let them just bathe in their own mess. Because if we keep bailing them out, just like teenage kids, if we keep bailing them out, first of all, it's going to be our fault. You watch. It'll be our fault. Right? And if you keep bailing them out, they're never going to learn. They're never going to change. They're never going to change the way they do business. It's just not going to happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So do you want, you know, if the lawlessness takes place and the mayors and the governors keep sticking their head down under their desks or in very dark places, I think at some point in time the president should be allowed to go in and clean things up. Not necessarily take over. Send our military troops in there to back up the police. I mean, the police don't want to leave. We've got police now. I don't know if you heard this. I haven't read through the story, so I'm not going to tell you the whole thing. But my understanding now is that we've got police officers that are retiring in big numbers all across the country. Do you blame them? I wouldn't. Anyway, again, I say to you, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to make noise. And when you look at what's going on around you, if you don't call it out, right? If you don't call out what's going on around you, if you don't call out the injustices, if you don't call out and get people together to hit this hard or hit these things hard, then you're just as much at fault as they are. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Guess who joins us right after the break? Tom Del Vaccaro. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Look, I didn't plan that. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let me bring him on, though, because I've been screaming about this other guy for months and even for weeks. You know, Gavin Newsom, I don't know. Somebody needs to check his medication because it's obvious he's not taking it on a regular basis. Tom DelVicaro joins me, and you know, we're gonna talk about this. Is it really time for Newsom to go, or does California deserve him? Huh, Tom? How you doing?
Well, those aren't mutually exclusive. People have put him there, but that doesn't mean he should stay there. Look, he's not competent. Joe, it's great to be on your show again, and I'm happy to talk about this really important time in California history.
Well, you got a great piece up on Epoch Times right now. It's time to recall Gavin Newsom and everything in here. You know, it's funny how people overlook this stuff. You know, water shortages, wildfires, power outages, government shutdowns. I just found out in my district we're going to lose 20% of our money. You know, for our students, and yet the restrictions to bring them back in school are even tighter. Do these people think through anything up in Sacramento?
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that. So let's talk about, I mean, my top 10 most ludicrous Gavin Newsom moments was one of them includes the fact that he made a decision that said that in order to reopen, you have to go 2 weeks without a COVID death. Now, let's see. Modoc County in the upper northeast has one person for every 2.3 miles has never had a case. Okay, easy. L.A. County is bigger than 42 states, and they have the same standard as Modoc County. Now, that was quickly dumped because of incredibly stupid it was. But this is who is making decisions, and it can't go on. It's not that I support the recall. I'm here to talk tonight about my new pack, CARevival.com. CARevival.com. Please join us there. But this is not like ordinary political stuff. This is incredibly incompetent, and it's where he has left us. And we can't afford two more years. We can't afford him running for re-election. And God forbid, you know, he wants to be your president. It's time to end Gavin's career.
Oh, God. He just made me throw up in my mouth. I mean, seriously.
No, he's wanted to be president. Look, you know he's related through marriage to Nancy. His ancestors were close with Pat Brown. Not sure, as I sit here today, how the exact connection. He's lived in privilege. He's the ultimate white privilege person, but the left still likes him because he's their white privilege person. But he's not competent. Joe, think about California today. Where do you want to start?
Oh,
wildfires out of...
Bingo.
I have a list. Wildfires out of control because he won't stand up to the environmental lobby and allow the utilities to cut back trees away from power lines. You know what? Trees grow back. You cannot allow this. It doesn't matter to him. PG&E shutdowns. If I was governor, what I would do is go around the country, bring the best utility guys here for roundtables and best practices and help PG&E. He's not standing up to environmentalists, and he's not saying to them, I'm helping you with these best practices. Where else do you want to go to? Do you want to go to homelessness? In San Francisco, they're homeless in the motels, and they're bringing them needles, they're bringing them marijuana, and they're bringing them alcohol, and that's the new norm. Where else do you want to go? COVID shutdowns. I already talked about the one size fits all. But let's get to the fact that he's facing a $54 billion deficit because he has shut down the state and treated one size fits all. And let's be clear about what this means, this one size fits all. His existing deficit is larger than the entire budget of like 30-something states. That's a deficit. And how's that going to be fixed? We're just starting with the problems of California.
We were just talking about the fact that, you know, they love the Dems love to tout that this is the fifth largest economy on, you know, on the planet, right? And yet they don't talk about how it's probably the first largest deficit going on the planet. You know, just because we've got all this perceived revenue coming in doesn't mean we're able to cover it. We're in massive debt in the state, are we not?
At least $2 trillion, and then there's this, the immediate short term and long term. And the thing about the short term is that is just the state, Joe. That doesn't take into account the counties And the cities who went without sales taxes, went without hotel occupancy taxes. Look, I'm not a big guy about wanting to pay taxes, but all these cities and counties, they don't have a way to print money. They're not going to get a bailout. They're going to raise taxes. And one of the reasons why I wrote that piece this past week with Stephen Moore for Fox about Joe Biden's policies would lead to a deep depression is all those cities and counties in many states, is because of the shutdown, are going to have to raise taxes. Okay. They're going to raise taxes. If Biden raises them on top of it, that will drive America into depression. So the question is, why do you want this guy who's left you with the deficit, who did the shutdown, who, you know, these ludicrous pronouncements, mm-hmm. and all these other problems? Joe, what did he do well?
Gavin Newsom?
Wait.
No,
yeah,
no, I'd have to scour the internet to find out, you know, anything. Nothing. I haven't found anything where, like, he's hit a home run. You go, well, okay, he's done a lot of stupid stuff. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Okay, so here's the thing. This can be resolved. The question is whether you're going to spend 6 minutes, and that's all it takes. You go to recallgavin2020.com. You download the form. You fill in your name. You fill out the bottom part, and you pop it in an envelope and put a stamp on it. It takes you 6 minutes. If you do that, and you're listening to me and you're in California, you can go a long way to changing history. This guy cannot be president. He's not even good at governor.
No, you're exactly right. He's not. Hey, Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Tom Del Vecchio after the break. Newsom needs to go. That's a great mantra. I'm going to use that one. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that he regretted participating in a photo opportunity with President Donald Trump at a historic church near the White House that was damaged during protests last week. The president walked from the White House across Lafayette Square after law enforcement officers forcefully cleared peaceful protesters from the area using rubber bullets and pepper spray.
As a commissioned uniformed officer, it was a mistake that I have learned from, and I sincerely hope we all can learn from it. I should not have been there. My presence in that moment and in that environment created a perception of the military involved in domestic politics.
The general's comments come amid rising tensions between the Pentagon and the president. President Trump said he would never consider renaming Army installations named after Confederate leaders after the Pentagon said it would be completely open to discussing that issue. Stay updated at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back.
Jonathan, your host, always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sign up for our text alert. Simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Head up to the website. All kinds of stories up there. All kinds of good things. But let me bring it back on because I have such a good time when he's on with me. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me, and he does from time to time on the show right now. Newsom's got to go. You know, how I lovingly refer to him as Governor Nuisance. You know, this guy... no grasp of reality whatsoever. Actually, isn't he married to his first partner? Isn't that what he calls her?
Well, she adopted that freaking name, and she is quite the... The two of them are combined. But look, I mean...
Wait a minute. This is going to come off wrong, but I got to say it. Okay? Anybody...
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. 3, 2, 1. Drum roll.
Anybody who loses Kimberly Guilfoyle does not deserve my respect, or anybody else's, for that matter.
I'm just going to put that out there. I'm friends with her. She is such a nice human being. I got to tell you.
She seems like such a
nice person.
How did she get mixed up with... ask her to call me. I need to know how she got mixed up with him. You know? Because, whatever.
You know, Joe, I consider myself fairly competent. Sometimes I do well, but the chances of me getting her to call you are roughly the same as me getting her to the Yankees.
Ooh.
And all I got to tell you is I actually want to pitch for the Yankees.
God bless. All right, let's get back on track here. All right, Newsom, got to go. Look, it is a monumental task to get rid of this man. You're going to have to get people. But we just had a major win down in my part of the world where we had now our Congressman Mike Garcia that nobody thought had a chance of pulling this off. We finally got a seat back after 20 years. You know, a Republican's never pulled a seat away from a Democrat on a congressional level. This is possible. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's been over 20 years since that happened. And look, there's an edge to what is going on right now. And this is, look, Joe, in my view, this reminds me very much of the late 70s when Rhodes Byrd Supreme Court Justice refused to enforce the law, and you had Prop 13. It reminds me very much of Gray Davis. where Greg Aegis was out of touch, did what he wanted to do, didn't listen to other people, signed contracts, wouldn't disclose them. All that's exactly what Gavin's doing. This is a moment in time, and this can't be the new normal. It can't be okay for him to do this sort of thing. And the only way you can do this is stand up, because let's face it.
Oh, yeah.
If this is a straight-up election in 2022, the Democrats will just vote reflexively who support him. This is the time to make a stand, in my view.
No, I agree with you. With everything that's going on, you're going to have a lot of conservative Republicans, a lot of Trump supporters coming out. I mean, let's go national for a moment here. I think what's going on across the country today, if you watch what happened in Washington, I'm sorry Trump is getting into Twitter war with these guys, but the reality is, you know, there you have a governor who said he doesn't know that eight blocks of a city, in a major city of Seattle, had been taken over, and the only thing the Seattle mayor can say is Trump needs to go back to his bunker. I mean, seriously, what the Dems are doing to themselves nationwide, I think they're handing this election to us in November. Give me your thoughts.
Well, I do think it scares a lot of people what they're doing. I mean, Jay Inslee, who ran for president, is entirely, entirely laughable and dangerous.
Yes.
But the only thing, I've been to Seattle many times, beautiful city, but yep, very far left. I must say, with a great deal of amusement, that these I don't know what you call it, taking over portions of the city, domestic somethings.
Domestic terrorists. There's no way around it. They're standing there with guns. Look, the people who scream they don't want borders, they don't want police, what are they doing?
Exactly.
They put up borders, and they brought guns. They're policing the area. Hello? Oh, my God.
Yeah, suddenly they like borders. It's really pretty funny, but it's really pretty freaking sad.
Yeah.
And so, look, here's the reality.
This is
a special moment. No, I'm here. I was collecting my thoughts.
Your thoughts? Okay, well, that's a good thing to do.
Which doesn't take very long in my advanced age. Look. This, I hate when I say, look, I apologize. Please consider the fact that if not this moment, when are people going to stand up and say it's not okay for a governor to hand a $1 billion no-bid contract to a donor's firm who took three tries to do something? That's not right. If Trump actually did something like that, the world would cave in.
Oh, yeah.
But Gavin Newsom, it's okay. Now you're facing huge tax increases, gutting Prop 13, on and on and on. This is your last chance, California, which is why I'm begging you to go. And we got to talk about recall. I'm sorry.
Recall
Gavin2020.com. To download the petition, sign it, send it in. You can get your neighbor to sign it too. This, we need 1.5 million signatures. I'm doing my best to raise money to help this along. We've got to do this.
Can we do what they do? Can we have people sign from all across the country?
No. That's good. That was a good line.
You like that?
Again, folks, I'm not used to Joe being this funny. It's really throwing me off tonight. Tammy's with me on this. Tammy, tell me the truth.
So, no, but I mean, people don't realize, again, you know, they come out to California, they see how beautiful it is. I am amazed, and you've been at this longer than I have. I am amazed at how the diehard Democrats won't come against him or the people around him. I mean, they could probably have some saving grace. They could probably be able to pull this off with another candidate. But they're behind him 100%. You can't tell me all these people really believe in what he's doing.
Well, here's the reality among Democrats. They stand with their own. Republicans, there's no Democrat equivalent of Mitt Romney, and there never will be.
Interesting. That's an interesting line. You're right. They do. They protect their own no matter what, right up until the last second. Look at well, I hate to bring it up this way, but look at Mr. Wiener, you know, the guy that sent the pictures around.
Hey, it takes a lot. There's an occasional few, but at the end of the day,
It took forever.
Yeah, I know. They circle the wagons. That's their deal. But, and they're not going to let this guy go. Look, he's a potential presidential candidate. They need a young, new guy. God forbid the rest of us had to deal with it.
You know, but how do they get away? You brought up the homeless situation. Look at what's going on in Los Angeles, for instance. You know, Garcetti, he was in. Didn't he run for president for about what, 36 minutes or something like that? You know,
oh
here he is.
God.
He's got him sleeping. He's allowing the homeless to sleep there on the lawn at L.A. I'm sure they're L.A. City Hall. I'm sure they're not 6 feet apart. I know somebody personally who told me that the state came in, took over their hotel, and put homeless people there. And you're right. I mean, you're telling the truth when you say drugs, needles, whatever they needed to keep them complicit, I guess, or quiet, they were bringing to them. I mean, think about something, people. You have a governor who is sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States and of the state of California, and he brings in illegal federal, I mean, drugs that are against federal law and state law and gives them to somebody. How many hits off the crack pipe do you have to take to make that make sense?
In San Francisco, they put them in motels in a tourist nice part of town. They deliver them alcohol, needles, and marijuana, and because they've moved from a different section of town, the drug dealers have followed them. And that's okay. That's the new normal. We must not accept that. We have to stand up. This is your last shot, folks. If you're in California listening to my voice, you're not going to beat Gavin Newsom in 2022 straight up, but you can recall him. Take 6 minutes. Go to recallgavin2020.com, download a petition, sign it in two places, send it off, make a difference.
Yeah, do not. If you're in Florida, don't get it. Don't sign it. Don't send it. You'll just cause problems.
Yeah.
So just leave it alone. No, I will put this out on our mailing list, too, and a few other places, because this is a big deal, and you're right. On the recall, I mean, this year especially. Coming out this year especially, if this turmoil stays up, if it keeps going, then I think you're right. I think we can pull him in. But if it doesn't, if you people don't get off your butts and do something, you're going to end up with the governor of Washington State who has no clue that his biggest city is being taken over. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Tom's going nowhere.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I got to give Larry Elder credit for that, because I always enjoyed his show, and when he came in, he always came in with show, movie clips. And my favorite guys are the Marx Brothers, and I don't know how he got away with, couldn't get away with any of that today. They would burn down the studios. Anyhow, Joe Mussini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, but let me bring him back on. I very much enjoy when I have him on the show with me. Tom Del Beccaro joins me, as he does from time to time. I'd like to see him show up more. We'll try to get him on here more, but he's a very busy guy, you know what I'm saying?
I'm coming next week.
Cool. All right, yeah, but you don't come down to my neck of the woods. I live in the slums of the area that I live in, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't mean in person. I'll be on your show next week.
Oh,
you like
good.
How I just threw that in there?
Yeah. We're a self-serve radio show. You just book yourself. And
yeah, exactly. Thank you. So listen, part of this process was sitting back, and I just cannot deal with the fact that I'm an analyst. I do over 400 radio and TV shows a year, but I found it's not enough. So I started with my good friend some good friends, including Tony Schicklin, who's going to help us raise money, carevival.com. And we have multiple goals. We're going to support the recall. We are going to help preserve Prop 13, and we're a think tank that's going to put forth common sense proposals for California. This is not a short-term thing. We want to build a movement within California to present alternatives. But it starts with an alternative to Gavin. It starts by saying, no, we cannot allow Prop 13 to go away. They say they're only going after commercial buildings. But let's be honest. Your house is next on the block. Yep. They wanted that. They've all but admitted. So we have got to do this. And so it's once again, it is carevival.com. carevival.com. If you could put that up on your stuff as well, I'd appreciate it. I am physically into this now. This is no more about talking.
Oh, listen, wait a minute. I'm going to interrupt you. I've never seen you in years. I've not seen you this hopped up on an issue or an item like this.
And thank you.
You must feel that we really have a chance because you and I have known each other for years, and my comment's always been, nobody wants to move with us. We don't have fighters anymore. And I'm hoping that we see a wave of people come forward and go, okay, look, I don't want to leave this state. And, Tom, I'm going to get on board with you. I'm going to help out and do this. Now, when we recall Gavin, we need somebody to replace him, Tom. And I'm not available right now.
Really? Tammy said you couldn't do it? I'm not buying it, and you shouldn't be selling it.
I got a radio show to do. I can't run a state.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. Thanks for bringing that up. I'm sure a good person will emerge. But in the meantime, we have to start this process. We have 159 days left, and it takes you 6 minutes. Recall Gavin2020.com, download the petitions, fill out your address, sign it down below, mail it in. It's that simple. And or get some neighbors and add on to it. This is doable. But I just can't imagine what life would be like if you decided, oh, it's okay now. We're going to face a massive tax increase. You're going to property taxes, your sales tax, everything's going to go up, and nothing will get better, so we'll just be this way. No, you can't do that. You got to step up here.
No, and you know what? We keep giving these guys more money. You know, Newsom, before all this went down, he just raided the transportation tax, and he promised he wouldn't raid when he put it on us. Remember that? And that wasn't the first time. That was like the third time he did that, wasn't it?
You're so old-fashioned, Joe. You think people should keep to their word? Oh, my God. Where are you from? Were you born in the 60s? Is that your problem?
I'm from Boston. If you don't keep your word, well, we'll keep it clean anyway. So,
absolutely. No, I am fired up. You're right about this.
Yeah.
And I just can't accept this as normal. I will not be subjugated. I will not be ruled. Governed, yes. With the consent of the people, yes, but this isn't it. And, you know, some people are saying, oh, it can't be done. And I said, really, tell that to Sam Adams and James Otis, who fought. This is how I feel. I'm sorry. This is how I feel.
No, I'm with you. Think of who our founding fathers were up against, right? They were up against the most powerful force on the face of this planet, the most powerful navy at the time that ever existed, and either they were really drunk and decided to go for it, or they really felt that this was a worthy cause to fight for, and they knew what they were giving up. They were giving up family. They were giving up property. They knew that if it went sideways, they would all be dead. And they did it. They did it anyway because they loved this place. They loved the freedom. And if we really love California, and you've been here obviously longer than I have. I've watched the place go down in the 30 years I've been here, or the 40. I think 40. My God. Anyhow, I've watched it take a major league slide, and I don't get it. I just don't understand how you can turn such a paradise into a trash collecting bin.
Only big government does that. It doesn't succeed. You know, and Milton Friedman, one of his many great lines was that the problem is people judge government programs by intentions, not by results. Well, you are seeing the results. The results are terrible under Gavin Newsom because he's not someone to stand up to his friends and say this isn't working. He's not someone who's thoughtful. He's not someone capable of leading. And this is the chance. If you let this chance go, then I suggest you all pack up and leave because you're going to have to go to greener pastures.
Well, let me move in a different direction for a second. And you know, you and I've had this discussion in the past where it seems like the Republican Party always tries to kind of mimic the Democrat Party to a degree where, you know, we're starting to look now for Hispanic and black and what have you candidates to run. I mean, is that really, in today's environment, is that really the right direction to head in?
Well, I am a big fan of recruiting local people to run for local office and helping them move up the ladder. I'm not a fan of we need a miracle to bring someone in from the outside. That's a very short-term plan and often doesn't work. So it depends on how you look at it. My goal is to recruit good people from local areas. And if that means young Kim in Orange County, it means young Kim in Orange County. If it means Michelle Steele, it means Michelle Steele. But because they've been there and they've worked it and they've done that sort of thing, I don't like importing people or trying to run celebrities. I'm sorry, was Arnold the celebrity? I can't really remember. And people who aren't like committed to their local area. And Arnold was committed to fame, but he wasn't committed to California.
Oh, listen, Mr. Muscle Man, I mean, most people don't know this, but I mean, the first thing he got tough on, he got squashed. He learned the hard way about how, you know, government works, and he became a mouse after that.
Yeah, yes. And he had good instincts, but not depth. And that wound up hurting us very badly in the long run. Look, I know I'm losing you here, 8:57. CARevival.com. Join me there. Download a petition at recallgavin2020.com. And you're going to hear a lot from me about this. I appreciate you allowing me to come on tonight.
I will get this out. I'll put it up on my email list, and we'll talk about it. Put it up on the website as well. But people, you know, again, go to Amazon. Get The Divided Era: How We Got Here and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. I know Tom's all excited about this other stuff, but you've got to find out how we got here, how we can get back. You can't lose the history of really what made America great. So, Tom, I always appreciate your time, man. I have a good time with you on there.
All right, boss.
And we're gonna win this. We're gonna beat this. Now you're getting me excited. That's hard to do.
That's no comment. But I agree with you.
All right. Tom, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time, man.
All right, boss. Talk to you soon.
Yep. Almost in your house. Listen, look, you got to get behind this. You got to be part of this. And if you're in California and you're under the sound of my voice, if you do, really do, head over to recallgavin2020.com, recallgavin2020.com. You know who your friends and loved ones are. You don't necessarily have to send them there, right? Print these things up. They're not very expensive. Come on, a piece of paper, not a big deal, right? If you really want this to happen. And on top of that, go to CA, if you live in the state of California, CARevival.com, CARevival.com as well, and just get involved. This is one of those times you can actually get involved. You can have a say in what's going on. You can make a difference. And I think that's where some of us, you get discouraged. You know, the young people got really discouraged because they lost these elections with Bernie. They felt like it was, and it was, I believe it was stolen from them. No doubt in my mind. But we don't have to be that way. You think about what our founding fathers did for you, what they fought for. I need you to fight the same way for the same thing if you're in the state of California. Joe Messina, your host. God bless you. Thanks for being with me. I do appreciate you being with me. Be safe. Don't do anything stupid because I want you back here tomorrow. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Check us out. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.